Hassan Ayat was an Iranian theologian and politician who was born in Najafabad, Isfahan in Iran. He finished his primary education in Najafabad and then moved to Tehran. He received his BA in Persian literature and his MA in sociology. He was fluent in four languages: Persian, Arabic, English, and French. He was a journalist, and from 1958 until 1965, he worked for Etelaat newspaper. He was a strong supporter and activist of the Iranian Revolution in 1979. He was the foremost advocate of Velayat Faqih with the Constitutional Congress, of which he was a member. Former Iranian President Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani says that Ayat was the ultimate supporter and most adamant about the concept of Velayat Faqih. Martyr Ayat had problems with the first president of country and distrusted former President Abolhassan Bani Saad from the very beginning. They clashed, and because of Ayat's strong stance, there was anti-Ayat propaganda released about him, trying to put his character under question. However, the reality was that Ayat was a sincere and dedicated revolutionary who wanted the best for the Islamic Republic and was ready to expose the enemies from within. Ultimately, it was impeached former President Bani Sadr who would be exposed as working for the enemies of Islam and the enemies of the Islamic Republic. The actions of another person Ayat questioned was the then Prime Minister of Iran, Mir Hossein Mousavi. There were many accusations that Ayat had made against Mir Hossein Mousavi of also working for the enemies of the Islamic Revolution. Ayat had collected many files and had done much research and was to present his evidence to the Majlis on August 5, 1981. On his way to the Majlis, his car was attacked and he was shot dead within 60 bullets, which targeted him. After he was killed, the file which he was going to give to Majlis was missing and would never be found. Whatever Ayat wanted to expose seems to have been buried with him.
یقین دارم که این یک ترور برنامه‌ریزی شده و یک ترور سیاسی و یک قتل سفارشی.
This man who had dedicated his life to Islam also gave his life for Islam at a time when many sincere leaders of the Islamic Republic were being targeted by the enemies of Iran. In just 1981 alone, Iran would lose its president, prime minister, top judiciary chief, and 72 Majlis members to assassinations via bombings and some cases such as Ayat by targeted shooting. Martyr Ayat is just one more story of the sacrifices made in order to establish and preserve the Islamic Republic of Iran.
شهید دیگری که در همین روزها سالگرد شهادت اوست، شهید آیت هست که از چهره‌های مبارز و شجاع بود و در یک برهه حساسی آزمایش خوبی رو در این انقلاب نشون داد. رحمت و مغفرت الهی رو برای اون شهید هم آرزو می‌کنم.